Starry, starry night. Paint your.
But let's also not pretend that we're that much better from China on this issue than the Chinese Communist Party. Okay, you had Rasmussen poll. Nearly half of Democrats wanted to put someone like me for not getting the vaccine in a government camp. Almost half of Democrats wanted to fine or imprison people for simply questioning the efficacy of a vaccine.
Do you know what happened to their ratings when the world found out they were fed with Russia? Go look at their ratings. Go look at their ratings the week after the world found out this entire dossier was funded by a lady named Hillary Clinton.
Now I understand. What you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now. Starry, starry night. Flaming flowers that brightly blaze, swirling clouds in violet haze, reflect in Vincent's eyes of china blue, colors changing hue. Morning fields of amber grain, weathered faces lined in pain, are soothed beneath the artist's loving hand. Now I understand.
You know, this one's going to be pretty heavy today. You ever wonder if folks are really waking up? The evil is becoming so much more blatant day after day. It's enough to set any person into depression with all the filth that's hitting our minds if you're not grounded in the Word of God. So, never heard of the song Starry Night, but it's relevant in many ways with its wording. It's put out there by Elon Musk himself. Will discuss that. The media spins everything. Disney has a song for Satan. Our country is being taken apart piece by piece. Today, we'll start with heavy info on China. Try to make it light in the end if we can. Stand by. Not long ago, night vision binoculars were only available for the military spies and extreme hobbyists. Now, thanks to new developments in technology, they've become much more affordable. If you love hunting, fishing, spotting wildlife, or just keeping an eye out for intruders, there's no gadget you'll like more than a pair of night vision binoculars. My favorite pair is Night Watch Pros. These night vision binoculars have industry-leading night viewing and recording technology. You can see animals, plants, or people in complete darkness. It's with a 7-level adjustable IR illumination and an all-optical system. Along with a powerful 5x zoom and anti-shake technology, the Night Watch Pros also double as a camera with nice photos and 4K video. Rewind, replay, and save your footage in stunning clarity with the ultra-bright 3-inch HD screen. So try it today. It's in the description box below, nightwatchpro.com. You can try it for 30 days, plus the Black Friday, get an extra 60% off. So the screaming you're hearing is out of China. The people, in my opinion now, with all the video footage that I'm seeing pour in, somehow these videos are making it across the ocean to the United States, and it doesn't seem to be staged anymore as it once was. I used to watch them film these things with several folks and then send it over to create their propaganda to put everybody in fear, but now seems like something else is going on in China, the real deal. Steve Bannon said, welded into an apartment on orders from the CCP authorities due to severe CCP COVID-19 lockdowns and burned alive when fire engulfed the building. 10 people died in apartment fire in Xinjiang. The doors were locked from the outside because of COVID restrictions. And I had a video clip, I can't find it now, of them actually welding the doors shut because people tested positive for this thing called COVID that has a 99.97% survival rate. It's not about the virus. It's about control. Students have been rising up in Tsinghua University, Beijing, one of the most prestigious colleges in China. And then we've got this video clip montage put together for us to see as the people gather by the hundreds, if not thousands. And you can just see them in mass protesting what's going on with these folks taking on what has been such an oppressive area. I've seen them in lockdown. I've seen the way that they've been treated. And even old Fauci himself is out there recently discussing that we probably might have to look into another set of lockdowns. Those that are running the school systems are putting out information that maybe in America we can send all the kids home again, put them in lockdowns. Why? Do they really think that folks are going to put up with this much longer? You can see the Chinese just hitting the streets, pushing the borders down that were set up. You see those in MOP level 4, that would be a Marine Corps term for putting on full gear as if they're being attacked by some gas attack. And this footage is all coming out. These folks, a lot of them are wearing masks still while they're outside. You would think if they're protesting everything, why not just take the masks off too to show that we don't agree with this whole thing. That's my opinion there. And then continuing forward, you can see the mass of people from atop a building. They're fighting. Those folks that you see in white are the ones that are the authoritarians. And they're grabbing people, pulling them one at a time into these. You'll see all black would be the citizens, the all white would be those in the MOP level 4 gear. And they're grabbing them one at a time and pulling them. You can see in the bottom of the video, pulling them in one at a time and then escorting them out to wherever they might go. Maybe the quarantine camps that they're setting up for 87,000 people. And then we see Disclosed TV putting out, people are tearing down the barricades and more in Wuhan. Here's more footage of them knocking it all down. They've had enough. The tyranny, the oppression, watching people die in an apartment building, and I actually had video footage of it. You could hear the screaming of the people and the children in the building screaming from the fire. But I'm not going to show it on this video because we don't want to experience anything like that today. It's going to get much worse as we share other things. Brazil and China, according to Steve Bannon, the people of these two nations teaching a masterclass on courage and democracy. You know, Brazil continues to go out in the streets by the thousands in protest of this recent election they know was rigged. You have these people holding up white sheets of paper, blank paper, showing that we cannot say anything anymore. It's blank. Anything we write down doesn't have meaning. And they're holding them up. So, again, we're watching a country fighting back. It almost sounds like the song Count Your Many Blessings. And then the Communist News Network just happened to show up. And look at the footage they pull out.
There are protests in Beijing right now. They're chanting that they don't want COVID tests. They want freedom. They've been chanting this for hours. People have gathered here in the center.
They don't want COVID tests. They want freedom. Is that all it is? Did she discuss that the reason they're out here is because they burned people and locked them into their homes? No, didn't hear that from her. They're just protesting COVID tests.
Of Beijing to protest the COVID measures.
The COVID measures? Oh, what are those measures?
We are in Taoyuan District. This is the city center. This is also where...
We don't want to discuss the measures. We don't want to discuss the people that were locked in their building. They couldn't get out because they were welded in.
The authorities have urged people to stay at home because the COVID outbreak is severe here.
The COVID outbreak is so severe. So severe that 99.97% of this earth survived whatever this thing was. And the flu just happened to go on vacation and seems to be coming off vacation to raid everyone and put everybody in more fear.
The area is also important because this is where the American embassy is over there. There are many foreign embassies over here. There is a heavy police presence. I am surrounded by police. They're telling me to shift in a little bit. And if we just turn the camera around, you'll see there is a row of police. There is...
Yeah, just a row of police. There is a row of police, and I'm just standing here, and I'm with Communist News Network, and nobody's going to bother me. Yet, we have BBC footage where they actually escort the BBC reporter out, and he says, call the embassy. So, if you've gotten any wake-up calls recently, we know that when you're watching videos like this one that I'm playing now, a Korean live streamer was on a show. He's the young guy you see on the left here in black. Watch what happens before the fall. He starts looking around again in circles and boom. What's he searching for? And then he dies suddenly. Another one of those weird things that happens right before they die. They start spinning around looking in the air and then boom. That right there is making us wonder more and more why. Why would this happen? So Lisa Booth, thank goodness. I was going to actually cover the China stuff at the end, but I said, you know what? Today we're going to hit this in the beginning. She talks about the tyranny truth bombs. And this, Lisa Booth, is absolutely amazing. Didn't really know much about her because I don't watch Fox. But I saw this clip thanks to Midnight Rider. Thank you, Carly.
Soundbite, you know, he talks about where COVID originated. We're almost 3 years from when, you know, it erupted here in the United States and still no accountability.
Well, I mean, you'd have to be an idiot to not think it came from the Wuhan Institute of Virology, right? They're working on coronavirus research with gain of function that we funded, which is why Dr. Fauci is so shifty on the issue and covering for China. But let's also not pretend that we're that much better from China on this issue than the Chinese Communist Party. Okay, you had a Rasmussen poll. Nearly half of Democrats wanted to put someone like me for not getting the vaccine in a government camp.
So, I wanted you to notice when she said that, I'm going to circle right here. Watch this lady right here when she says she has not been vaccinated. This is the same thing that most of us are dealing with whenever we tell somebody we have not been vaccinated. You see the body language of the people. Watch her very close.
Communist Party. Okay, you had a Rasmussen poll. Nearly half of Democrats wanted to put someone like me for not getting the vaccine in a government camp.
There she is, leaning back, hands down.
Democrats wanted to fine or imprison people for simply questioning the efficacy of a vaccine. I could not go out to dinner in New York City for a period of time. You were rejected from a restaurant, kicked out of a restaurant. You had Joe Biden purging, still purging military heroes for not wanting to get a vaccine that the Florida Surgeon General says increases cardiac deaths in young men by 84%.
84% putting out truth bombs. I wonder how much longer she'll last this place continuing to drop truth. Anybody know her out there? Put in the description box. Let me know. I'd really like to know who this person is because I'd never really heard of her.
So, like, let's not pretend that the United States is...
Even though we played a clip from her before, I have not watched her since.
...much better than China on this issue. And what was sad, and I think what COVID really underscored, is that you think just because we're in America, because we're a republic, somehow we're immune to tyranny. We are not. We saw it. Joe Biden's a tyrant. Justin Trudeau's a tyrant, right? We saw that Canada, Australia, all these countries that are supposed to be free are not.
And what was that story we saw this week, right? Where a majority of deaths from coronavirus.
Listen to this. He must have got it in his earpiece. Stand by.
This country, by those who were vaccinated more than unvaccinated. And
those that died were more vaccinated. More of them died because they're vaccinated than not. My thing is nobody, 99.97% of the people who got this thing that they called the coronavirus, they lived. The deaths are coming from the vaccine.
Words, you know, what we were promised and what we're seeing now are totally two very different things. I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, so we have to fight for freedom. Like, we have to preserve it. I mean, that's what Ronald Reagan warned to us, that freedom is just one generation from extinction. And I really think that's what we saw during COVID. I know it woke me up in seeing that tyranny was here, seeing what these people would do. Thank God we have a constitution. You know, thank God we have checks and balances to the executive power, to Joe Biden. But boy, it was here and it's still here.
And
you
not
can't
only
take
that,
it for granted.
But you weren't even allowed to ask questions about it.
I did. I don't think people liked it, but I did it anyway.
And a lot of people backed down and didn't ask questions. And those who did got absolutely destroyed for it.
I did. It wasn't fun. But, you know, I felt like it was the right thing to do. And I thought it was wrong to see people getting fired over a vaccine that most vaccines have 5 to 10 years of research. This had less than a year. mRNA is new to the market, and we just didn't know. And instead, people were shoving it in people's arms, and it was wrong, and it's still wrong. And I will defend it till this day, and I do not regret not getting
one
it.
Quick.
You go, girl. You go. I do not regret not getting it. And that's, if that was pummeled throughout the mainstream media and every outlet over and over again, then folks would finally wake up and say, wait a minute, what's going on? I'm putting this poison in my body. But instead, we know that most of these networks are sponsored by Big Pharma, and that's why they continue to peddle out their lies, because they have to pull in all that money to survive. Isn't that something? And so we're being told 3 runners suffered a heart attack and 125 others require medical attention following the Spanish half marathon. 3 participants suffered heart attacks. Yep. 33 runners reportedly required hospitalization. The Bohobia to San Sebastian half marathon, a 15-mile historic running race held in the Spanish Basque Country. Democrats want to hold the manufacturer of this shot liable, the gun, but not this shot. They don't want to hold Pfizer, Moderna, J&J liable. That's where we're at. Isn't that something? Day after day, we're being pummeled with this information, and we're still fighting for our freedoms. At The Patriot Light on Facebook, that's where you can find us. We're at andweknow.com, that's one website, and thepatriotlight.com is another website. 2 websites for you. One, The Patriot Light has all types of resources for you. If you're looking for anything, that the topics that we actually cover, they're there, and our podcasts are there. And you can also find our amazing merchandise or gear, and we know gear in the description box below and also on those websites. It's absolutely amazing what Jamie and Angie put together for Christmas and more. And we have the Patriot Pins and We Know Challenge coins for you also. Here's more great photos of Patriots wearing our gear. So we're also at andweknow.tv. If you go there, you'll find us on Roku, Fire TV, and Apple TV, even an app for your phone, and you can watch the videos without ads, ad-free. So now we're going to have another part where MAGA knows better, thanks to Midnight Rider again.
What's the reaction from Trump advisors to his dining with white nationalist Nick Fuentes at Mar-a-Lago last week?
Uh-huh. So let's start out. As we get closer and closer to 2024, let's make sure that we start our episodes and make sure we push out the information to the psyche of all the people that Trump dined with a white nationalist. Let's not start with or go into the Bidens for hours and hours on end. Let's not talk about FTX and their dealings with the Democrats and go through the laundry list of all of those, including Republicans who took FTX money. Let's not spend hours and hours going into how they're destroying our country piece by piece, day by day. Let's just continue to attack and start out with Trump having dinner with a white nationalist.
Well, there actually haven't been that many prominent Republicans who've come out against Trump. And you're even seeing, you know, there's a few. Bill Barr has already condemned Trump before this. You see Chris Christie, he's pretty vocal. But even you look at people like Mike Pompeo, Trump's former Secretary of State, he's criticizing Trump without naming Trump, which tells me, and Pence sort of is being kind of gentle as well, which tells me that there is still a fear among Republicans, even ones who want to oppose him potentially in 2024, that Trump still commands a serious, meaningful proportion of the base, and they don't want to cross him yet.
Why? Tell us why. Why would they want to stick with Trump? There's got to be a reason. Was it because of all of the great things that he did for our country? Huh? How about talking about that? Nope. Let's stick with the negative.
DeSantis, for example, has been completely silent. Nick Fuentes, to your question, one of the most virulent anti-Semites and just open racists, Holocaust denier, you know, you just go through his clips, it's kind of staggering to listen to. Trump's advisors, you know, most of his core team right now have been through, you know, Charlottesville, Access Hollywood, you know, go through the list. This is sort of another day in the life of. You don't get, they don't run around lighting their hair on fire. I sort of see some people say, oh, they're all freaking out. That wasn't been my experience the last few days of talking to them. These are people who've, you know, it's sort of just another day at the office, actually. And one person said to me, and I saw someone else sort of tweeted this, but basically their take was, and this Republican official was, he invites one notorious anti-Semite to dinner, Kanye West, and he shows up with another notorious anti-Semite. So, you know, the surprise was that there was two rather than one.
But it's doubling. That should be cause for concern for people.
Two of them. That's stunning. Cause for concern. And so instead of spending 30 minutes discussing what this whole discussion would be about having lunch, they throw out the keywords anti-Semite over and over again, which is a trigger word in the psyche of most brains that something must be wrong because these people are anti-Semite. How about proving it, showing us how, before having this discussion that all of a sudden having dinner with someone who supposedly became an anti-Semite, according to the media, that that's a bad thing because the media says that they were anti-Semite, but they don't bring out the proof. However, Trump's bad. James Woods, they're so desperate, it's now comical, referring to independent. Yep, they're trying to cover all the bases for these jabs. Climate change is worsening headaches and other neurological diseases, study says. Rising global temperatures and extreme weather events link to more severe symptoms. Oh. So if you've got really bad headaches and neurological problems with the brain and starting to get tumors and, you know, you're dying suddenly, must be climate change. Donald Trump Jr. posted this one. It's not a game or anything, but in case some of you are wondering, the conspiracy theorists are up 17-0. Donald Trump Jr., just my opinion, but it seems legit. And he knows, therefore, what 17 means. It's the letter Q. James Woods continues. It's great to see him back on Twitter. He's been back for a while, I believe, but it seems like he's trending a lot more that it's wide open. Anyway, that's the battlefield. If you want to go there, you can post stuff and retweet stuff because it's reaching those that probably had no clue what's been going on the past 2 to 3 years. But anyway, he posted this, so funny and yet on the money. So the ozone layer, rest in peace, 2 billion BC was 1987. See all that hairspray? You guys remember those days? Man, I remember. Most of the girls back in those days, 87, they were all taller than me. And that's why. Anyway, James Woods, I love the sub-headline, 51 Things You Can Do to Make a Difference. How many of them involved having Democrats' hands in your pockets? It's always about the money. Time Magazine, How to Survive the Coming Ice Age, 51 Things You Can Do. That's something that was back in, I think he said, 1977. And you got MASH on there, Living with Cancer, The Changing Science. Way to go, James Woods. Always comical and bringing out information for us to understand and know. Not comical would be FTX and their contributions to Katie Hobbs. Oh, yeah, among the recipients of FTX SBF cash, laundered through the Protect Our Future PAC was the left-wing group Everytown, which backed Katie Hobbs as part of a $1.4 million effort. As part of its efforts this election cycle, Everytown released polling showing the vast majority of voters in Arizona support common sense gun safety laws. Huh. Isn't that something? FTX funded Everytown polling also. Remember, the U.S. taxpayers gave money to the Ukraine. The Ukraine turned around and gave that money to the FTX. And the FTX then gave the money to the Democrats and many Republicans. As a matter of fact, there's a laundry list of them posted. I didn't want to read them all, but it was interesting to see some of those on there, some of those that we weren't even familiar with. Carrie Lake War Room says, now would be a good time to remind the Katie Hobbs team and Secretary of State's employees that we will provide you full whistleblower protection if you'd like to help us uncover Katie's deception. The wheels are rapidly coming off. You have nothing to fear from telling the truth. Just come on out. Let's go before you guys end up in bad places, maybe just like Bush Sr. did when they had his funeral. Most of us know No Name and Bush did not really die the way that most people were told. But, you know, we don't want to get into too much of that today. Most of you that have been watching me for a while understand completely. But here's something very interesting for facts on these families.
So this means for the first time in 55 years, this January 20th, 2023, will mark the first time since 1967 that no member of the Cheney, Clinton, McCain, or Bush family will hold elected or appointed office in the federal government of the United States of America.
That's insane.
55 years, these four families have always had someone in office.
That's insane.
You're fired.
That's insane. Those families. Isn't that something? Cheney, Clinton, McCain, Bush. Boy, that's a lot of time for them to have control and destroy our nation, isn't it? Ultra Peppy Lives Matter, the most important stories coming to the forefront all have strong Anon themes behind them. Strong themes that we've been sharing for years. Balenciaga and Rachel Chandler. Yep, that's the trafficking of children. I'll show you more on that in a moment. CCP, medical tyranny, and the will to change, right? The Chinese are coming out. They're fighting back, finally. FTX war blood money's laundering scheme, the censorship of dissent by the government on Twitter, rigged elections undermining the will of the people, and Elon is allowing much of this to spread to the normies, to the people that never paid attention. Focus on the narratives that help us win the war and awaken the masses. Pick yourselves up and hold the line, patriots. Oh, by the way, FTX gave $1 million to McConnell-backed Super PAC, just in case you wanted to know. You know. In case it's a big deal. So then we get to the stats. The reminder. Remember, I told you it's going to be kind of dark. Things that are going to remind us just how bad things are getting here in our country. U.S. inflation rate timeline. January 2021, we had a Biden's inauguration at 1.4% inflation rate. But then he cancels the Keystone XL pipeline. March of that 2021, Biden signs the $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill. Inflation's up 2.6%. Then the Democrats proposed $3.9 trillion budget plan. Inflation went up 5.4%. November of that year, almost a year, Biden signs $1 trillion infrastructure package. Inflation up 6.8%. And then 1 year later in March 2022, inflation's up 7.9%, and he delivers his first State of the Union. And we head all the way over to 9.1% of June of 2022, Democrats still pushing BBB climate spending bill. We hit 9.1%. In October of this year, strategic oil reserves at lowest level since 1984, we then hit 7.7% inflation rate. And that's all thanks to this character. And I thought that this would be worth the watch since we need something to kind of calm us down a little bit after all of that dark stuff. Here we go.
President of the United States of America, President Joe Biden. Well, good evening, Mr. President.
Hello, Jerry.
Jeff. We're happy to have you here.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, it's great to be here.
Yeah, I must say, sir, you look really good.
Thank you. And yes, that's all that really matters, Jack.
Jeff. Well, you should look good, but you also have to do a good job running the country.
Oh, of course. That's as easy as riding a bike. And as president, did you know that I have done the impossible?
No, sir. What did you do?
I fell up a flight of stairs. 3 times in 10 seconds. First senator to ever do that, President.
President!
I think my son Hunter wants me to give up cycling for skiing.
Really?
Yeah. He keeps saying the powder's great.
Sure.
That kid is the smartest man I know.
Really?
Yeah. Which tells you one thing.
What's that?
I know a lot of dumbasses.
You know, I didn't see your motorcade driving here tonight.
Nope.
Why not?
The price of gasoline. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Someone should do something. Don't look at me. I just read answers.
You know, a lot of folks are wondering why we don't just produce the oil that's already in the United States.
Wait, what? We can do that?
Aren't you familiar with our country's oil production?
Yeah, it's fallen and it can't get up.
Walter, I want to pause here just for a minute.
What, you
realize you're not really the president?
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Come on, everybody says I look just like him.
Yeah,
and somebody else is always telling me what to say.
So there we are. Folks having a good time listening in on this character right here. I don't know about you, but for me personally, although you guys might have got a good laugh out of it, I was upset because it's not a laughing matter what he's doing to our country. And so it's difficult to find humor in someone who's thinking that it's funny to destroy our country. That would be this puppet right here. Not this guy. He's doing a great job playing Biden and making fun of him, but man, it hurts to have him in charge, at least in the meantime, hopefully as a wake-up call for all of us, as we're seriously hoping that the commander-in-chief is not him and that there's a military operation going on.
Well, we finally have the much-acclaimed Z-Stack from Dr. Zelenko ready for you at ZStackWithOc.com. That's right. Click below the video to make your immune system clean, resilient, and resistant. Your immune system can be weakened over 300 different primary immunodeficiency disorders, lack of sleep, and adverse reactions to vaccines. Click below the video, ZStackWithOc.com. Get 5% off with coupon code AWK. That's AWK to get the kids Z-Stack, Z-Detox, Z-Flu, and Z-Stack today. That's ZStackWithOc.com.
Speaking of military, they still beg for money in Ukraine, and they still somehow have a platform to discuss this type of thing and begging for money on Fox News.
You, Alexei.
Absolutely, 100%. Congressman McCaul is very strong in foreign relations. I know him personally, have this honor, and he's absolutely right. We can finish this war quickly, Ukraine, if we will receive more weaponry, and that will be in the benefit of the whole world. Oh, it can be really very long if we will not receive this weaponry. And I just want to tell you...
It can be very long if we don't receive this weaponry. Keep sending the money so that we can continue to find other ways to get it back to the Democrats.
That is the best investment, I think, one of the best investments in American history.
The best investments in American history so that we could send it back to FTX and others so that they can win and steal their elections.
States gave to Ukraine 3% of its military budget, of annual military budget. And with this support, we destroyed at least 50% of Russian war capacity. So that is extremely effective investment. And Russia is, like, after China, the second biggest rivalry for the United States. And now it is diminished significantly thanks to Ukrainian courage and American weaponry. So if we will receive more American weaponry, believe me, there will be not less Ukrainian courage, and we will finish with this war, and we will finish with Putin's regime.
Just keep sending the money, and we'll finish this war. And the Putin regime. Let's see how bad the Putin regime is. Oh, yeah. Russia and Canada, the Russian embassy. It's all about family. Family is a man and a woman and children. They put a mark over the flag that they stole from us. Basically, there's one color missing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's actually supposed to be 7 in the rainbow. But they put 6 for obvious reasons. And that's, you know, they put out something that, of course, this whole world gets triggered over if you go against them. They get an entire month to celebrate in the United States of America, and they push it constantly down your throat, but make, you know, you go to the military side and they get a day. You go to the moms, they get a day. You go to the fathers, they get a day. You go to these guys, they get a month. Russian homophobic propaganda is not welcome here, says Pascal Saint-Onghi. The treatment of LGBTQ+ people in Russia is a disgrace, an attack on basic human rights. And then the response from Russia and Canada, Russian embassy. Madame, with all due respect to your opinion, will you please explore and explain how you appeared in this world? And then shows a picture of a family. A mom. A dad, children. And they get here. I think they just appeared, whispered in there and said, appear. No. According to media and basically everyone in West, as Russian embassy in Canada tweets what would have been considered a normal fact that family is a man, woman, and children. But today, it's homophobic as Moscow passes legislation banning LGBT propaganda. They're banning it. But Russia couldn't care less what Canadian politicians think as Canadian sports minister decrying Russia homophobic propaganda. Met with trolling from the embassy. Who asked her to explain how she appeared in this world in the first place? That's where we're at today. We're even going to the woke toys for Christmas from Fox.
I got the woke names for the new toys. How about this? Tickle Me Elmo is now inappropriate. Touch Me Elmo. G.I. Joe is G.N. Joe, gender neutral Joe. Care Bears are now taxpayer assisted living bears. Strawberry shortcake is strawberry sugar free, gluten free, hormone free shortcake. Teletubbies are teleplus tubbies or widescreens. Transformers are still Transformers. Malibu Barbie is white privilege Barbie. And Curious George is now by Curious George. Well, I got one for Mr. Potato Head, too, because tiresome. I got Mr. Potato Head is now Mr. Potato harvested by exploited undocumented workers' head. And I got one more for the environmentalist. Yes. Thomas, the coal-burning, global warming contributing train.
So, again, humor. For things that we shouldn't even be discussing. What happens when the morals fall in a country? What happens when it turns into just joking about it? But not doing anything about it at all as a country. What happens to a country when we expose that they want to kill our children? As a matter of fact, up to the very day of birth, they want them to be able to kill them. And so now I'm going to show you a clip again for Balenciaga, for those that don't want us to see the next few minutes, maybe more, of what's going on to our world. As a matter of fact, I'll just share this real quick. This one right here. For the kids that are there, they might see this. Nolte. Disney's Big Gay Green Strange World crashes at the box office. Dark Universe 9 said, gee, what a shock. Breitbart reports that Disney's latest animated feature, The Gay Green Strange World, just tanked at the office. You mean no one wants to waste their Thanksgiving weekend having their children prematurely sexualized by groomers with a side order of environment guilt. And so I'll say this again for those that are new. I am not a hater of those who choose to live in a sinful state of man to man or woman to woman. As a matter of fact, most of those that I worked in the Marine Corps with would come to me when they were hurting and ask for prayer, or we'd go to the Word of God because they asked me for help from the Bible. And I've got stories that I've shared in the past where they get saved and they change and they're thankful. I didn't attack them. I showed them what they needed the most, which was love, because most of them, if you read their stories, I even received a book from one who has a YouTube channel that shared that a lot of this comes from being abused as a child. And so I can get into it someday if I ever have time to make separate videos and discuss these things at length. I'm just sharing with you what happens to a nation if you go to the Word of God and they start running towards sin, what happens to the country? If you go read about Sodom and Gomorrah, you'll find out that's not the only thing they were dealing with. It was everything. Their moral judgment was skewed. And I was listening to Mike McIntosh the other day from a video that my friend Nathan sent me. And he preached a good message. Man, I should put that in the description box below and you watch it. He said, we've gone beyond Sodom and Gomorrah. So then you head over to Disney, and they have their Santa Claus's 2022 comedy. And what do they put in plain sight? We'll show you right here. As they're singing, they sing a song, and they walk over, and they say, we love you, S-A-T-A-N, not Santa, Satan. Right there for everyone to see on their television screens. Do you think that's by mistake, or do you think they did it on purpose? And then you head over, again, if you don't want your children to see this, we're about to play some Balenciaga, and it's interesting because Balenciaga has the word ball in it, B-A-A-L, right? B-A-L. Here we go.
Here are the rap group Migos with Rick Owens and his wife. As you can see, Rick Owens' wife is doing the as above, so below sign that you see here on the satanic statue of the Baphomet. Here's another photo of Rick Owens and his wife. Here's from Vogue, Rick Owens Menswear 2020. This is from the same Balenciaga campaign that had the BDSM teddy bears that the children were holding. You can see caution tape with Balenciaga spelled with two A's.
Two A's, B-A-L-L. Let me see if I can circle that for you in case you can't see it. B-A-A-L, Bail, Balenciaga. That is sick.
Which is the deity Bel from the Bible, in which children were given as sacrifices to this deity. Another Balenciaga campaign shows a child with a balloon string wrapped around their neck. And if you remember the book that was in a Balenciaga ad that showcased an artist who made art playing with chopped off hands and feet in blood. Here's some more art from that same artist. Look at this demonic garbage. From the new Santa Claus show on Disney says, we love you, Satan. Now check out this video from a Balenciaga campaign.
What's in your bag?
In my bag, that's stuff for me.
Oh, this is like 3D. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Like Kanye said, do not look up to these celebrities. None of these celebrities are calling out Balenciaga. None of them. None of the rappers, actors are calling out this demonic garbage we are seeing. Whether you believe in God or not, whether you believe in the devil or not, There is a spiritual war going on. The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. It is time to wake up. They are after the children. They are after the children's minds.
So how many will hear?
They are after our minds. The war is on.
The war is on. How many are sharing these type of clips in their services when they go and they preach and they show what's happening all around them? How many are warning their congregation that when they purchase items from Balenciaga and wear them in the churches, that what they're actually bringing in? So he says nobody is sharing this. Well, just so happened that our favorite, she is amazing, calls him out.
They're all so woke. But well, anyways, the fashion label Balenciaga, sorry, is under fire after horrifying images went viral this week, drawing attention to the props used in the photos shoots with children, including teddy bears in bondage in a Supreme Court case on child pornography. Do not buy that brand. It is disgusting. Also, it is evil what they're doing to children. And Charlie.
That's right. You go, Lisa. Man, I love it when Carly gets excited. She's amazing when she puts this information out for all of us to see. I wouldn't have known about this clip had she not posted it. And that's the beauty of having Anons out, everyone working together so we can get information to the masses. She called him out. It's evil. Don't buy any gear from them. Way to go on Fox. Way to go. So even further, you'll see Ed Clay Official puts out torture and pure evil from the Instagram of Balenciaga main stylist Lata Volkova. This is what's behind the brand. They want to normalize children having sex with people, right? With adults. It's incredible to me all the virtual signalers out there that talk about certain speech being dangerous on issues that are up for interpretation. What is left for interpretation here? Why are people more outraged over people's words than overt actions to abuse and sexualize children? If speech is dangerous, what about images depicting children being tortured? Somebody said, looks like the Podesta art. It's absolutely disgusting and satanic. God protect our children, right? So Balenciaga just killed their Twitter account, Patriot Voice said. Imagine that. You know, the Great Awakening is really effective when they cancel themselves. Good point. And then Kim Kardashian, who sponsors, wears all the Balenciaga stuff. All of a sudden, you know, she has to make sure that she says the right things, and she's got handlers that make sure they type all this for her. As for my future with Balenciaga, I'm currently reevaluating my relationship with the brand, basing it off their willingness to accept accountability for something that should have never happened to begin with, and the actions I'm expecting to see them take to protect children. Yeah, right. Like they're really going to protect children. Like she really didn't know what was going on. So Kanye had something to say about all this.
We saw Adidas freeze my accounts. We saw me get debanked. This is, and you think if that can happen to someone like me, what's happening to all of America? What's happening to all the world? If you have an opinion, even if you speak up, there's so many people that they're working a regular job and they know if they say anything to their manager, then they'll lose their position, they'll lose their job.
Right.
You know, they tried to destroy me in press. They tried to destroy all of my businesses at the same time. And the world saw it. And no one's saying anything. You know, as far as like none of the celebrities. So this just shows you all celebrities are controlled. You don't see no celebrities talking about the Balenciaga situation. Right. So that just shows you all of these celebrities out here. Don't let them influence you in any way, because they're controlled by the people who really influence the world. There's no such thing as a celebrity influencer.
There's no such thing as a celebrity influencer. And he's slowly waking everyone up to how this is playing out. We had some recent drops from the Q board. November 27th, what is coded in your DNA? Who put it there? Why? Mankind is repressed. We will be repressed no more. Information is knowledge. Knowledge is power. Information is power. How do you protect your DNA? There's a war for your DNA. Protect your DNA. Ascension. A lot of folks are getting this ascension thing, and they're taking it to way beyond the levels I think it's meant to mean. Ascension. Right here is Ascension Island, I believe. Island in the Atlantic Ocean. And that's where the U.S. Space Force, you guys know in my past videos, I talked about this. I believe that's where they're monitoring all of these folks. They're collecting all the data on the enemy, and they're slowly taking them out. It's my opinion. Daily Mail put this headline out. You can take someone's DNA and design a weapon that can kill them. House Intelligence Committee member warns people not to share health data with sites like 23andMe because it can be used to program new bioweapons to target them. How do you protect your DNA? Don't give out your information. Don't share your health data. Huh? Also, you remember Bill Gates out there bragging about how they take the DNA and they'll change it with mRNA. They also said, two more drops, be aware of false prophets. I am not a prophet. You're not a prophet. We are not prophets. Focus on the mission. And I believe what that happens to stand for would be those that continue to put out dates and they say, this is what's going to happen. I've got intel that this is the date that this is going to happen also. And when it doesn't happen the way they say it, then they come up with a reason or excuse of why it didn't happen on that particular day. My hope is that as we share information, we continue to say, we don't know, but this is what we think. We don't have a date, but we think this is what's happening behind the scenes. But you know what? If we were privy to all the information that was going on out there, all the information, then the enemy would have it too. So you know what? It's information warfare. There's a lot of disinformation on the cue board to throw the enemy off too. I believe that. I've talked about it at length. But I also like how that board has brought us all together. It's filled with Bible verses. I even have somebody I met, it's a long story, who basically said he was searching for information, went to the cue board, and through the scriptures, it led him to scriptures, which led him to find Christ, and he ended up believing in Jesus. Amazing, huh? For those that don't have hope, they're going out to Canadian retailer Simons, which promotes assisted suicide in a new ad campaign. Remember, I said this was going to get dark. This is the stuff they're putting out. And of course, it's not going to play. So I'm going to have to try to find the original. 1 second. So here we go. We've got it here on Twitter for you. I put the description box below.
Last breaths are sacred. When I imagine my final days, I see bubbles. I see the ocean. I see music. Even now, as I seek help to end my life, there is still so much beauty. You just have to be brave enough to see it.
And that was for Jennifer, they put out, and they put the date of birth, June 1985 to October 2022. All is beauty. Campaign trying to promote that if you don't want to be here anymore, just take your own life and we'll help you. That's the state of the world that we continue to be in. We see that Twitter banned the Antifa collective crime ethic, notorious for radicalizing militants toward violence. Twitter bans them. Antifa. Who would have known? We were told through the Intel board. Why is Antifa allowed to incite violence, wear masks, make threats, use and carry weapons, and physically harm others who oppose their ideology? Why does Antifa attempt to justify such violence by labeling the challenger as alt-right or Nazi? Then you go over to another board. Why were violent masked terror organizations such as Antifa immediately created and funded? So I found it pretty interesting was at the end here of this particular drop, when non-dogmatic information becomes free and transparent, Twitter, it becomes a threat to those who attempt to control the narrative and or stable the livestock kept sheep. When you are awake, you stand on the outside of the stable, groupthink collective, Twitter, and have free thought. So when we were on Truth Social and Twitter, I'm just saying Twitter because Twitter's opening up again and we're entering back into the enemy's territory and taking it back. Free thought is a philosophical viewpoint which holds that positions regarding truth should be formed on the basis of logic, reason, and empiricism rather than authority, tradition, revelation, or dogma. Shibetoshi Nakamoto hating on Elon Musk full-time seems like a really pathetic hobby. Elon Musk said they won't give up controlling the narrative easily. Interesting, because on the board, when they can no longer control you, they remove you. Control the narrative is control of you. The news is fake. The war is real. This war is real. And we got good news posted from Bronco. We've got the legalized pot and abortion, says Walsh, looking into a family where they're in the quicksand of food costs, high crime, poor education, critical race theory, inflation, and gas prices. But yet they want to tell us the good news is get rid of the babies and legalize drugs. And folks are fighting back by putting out small video clips like this before we close.
You know, I don't even think we need the vaccine. I'm not vaccinated, and I have not had COVID.
Oh my God, she's not vaccinated?
No, I'm not vaccinated.
What did she say? She's not
vaccinated. Are you not vaccinated?
Are you kidding me? Get off. I have gotten COVID. I don't know how many times. You should know better. It's in my contract. Well, it's you don't come on the show without being vaxxed.
Now, this is basically making fun of The View, folks, in case you're listening in.
What is wrong with these people?
Well, it's just a few droplets. You should be okay.
Do you have a shot?
Your booster.
Can you give me a shot, please?
Hi,
I need one.
Well, let me
see. Hurry. Hurry, please.
Well, I've got it backstage. We'll do it after the
Okay,
done.
Well, we probably shouldn't be doing shots on stage.
You know what?
Oh.
Let's get this one. This shot will get me much better.
So those are folks trying to make their own videos. The audio is not that good, but they're doing the best they can to make fun of The View. So let everybody know just how ridiculous they really are. And that's the world that we live in. And one more clip I wanted to show you would be Trudeau lying under oath. He said he didn't call the people who were unvaccinated
names.
Would
you agree with me that one of the most important roles of a prime minister is to unite Canadians and not divide them by engaging in name calling?
I did not call people who were unvaccinated names.
Mais il y a aussi des gens qui sont farouchement. And he said, but there are also people who are, let's go here, people who are fiercely against a vaccination. They are extremists, he said. We who don't believe in science, they're often misogynists, also racist. He did call them names. I mean, this is the stuff that's floating all around. They lie to your face. They get by with it. They control this earth. They want everyone to believe that there's no such thing as a real family, man and woman. We have to make fun of the wokeness. We can't take it down. We have climate change used for everything. We've got Russia blamed for everything. We've got President Trump constantly bashed again on Fox because he had dinner with somebody who they called a white supremacist, yet they didn't bring out the proof. They just want everybody to know that Trump's bad. That's what we're dealing with day after day. And we keep hoping that behind the scenes that this is all just waking folks up. So I thought it was interesting when I looked into this song, because it was posted by, let's see, who posted this? Oh, yeah. I found it here. Vincent Kennedy posted the song with the words playing. And I thought, isn't it interesting, these words? Now I understand what you tried to say to me and how you suffered for your sanity and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen. They did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, we come to you beaten, torn up, weary in so many ways. The enemy is attacking. and seemingly having his way all over the place. In one area, we're told that this is all part of taking people as low as possible to the precipice so that they would finally wake up. On the other end, it's having an effect on those that have been on this, knowing all of the evil for so many years, wondering why it's all finally coming out now, and frankly, just tired. So we seek you, we ask for continued guidance. I ask for renewed strength as we enter into this cold winter, into the December time where a lot of folks get depressed. Maybe there's an opportunity that you have for us to witness to folks, to tell them the truth about your son. Even though we might have the exact day right of his birth, maybe use it as a time to share that Jesus was born from a virgin on a wonderful night, and tell them about the three shepherds, the three kingmakers, and the shepherds who came running to see the birth. It was amazing. May we use this opportunity in this time frame to get out the truth. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, thank you for all of your support. Thank you for your prayers. A lot's been happening lately, and we're trying to finish things up for you guys so we continue to move forward and provide better opportunities for everyone coming to our channel and to our websites. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with And We Know signing out.
What you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free, they would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now, for they could not love you, but still your love was true. And when no hope was left in sight on that starry, starry night, you took your life as lovers often do. But I could have told you, Vincent, this world was never meant for one else.